Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, across Israel, the weather is cool and clear, making for a pleasant evening. In Tel Aviv, there's a gentle breeze, while in Jerusalem, it's a bit chillier. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that a new U.S. pinpoint missile is raising civilian risk concerns after deadly strikes in Iran. Also, in the past hour, Ynet highlights warnings from ex-IDF generals who say settler violence is becoming a threat to Israel itself. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes that neighboring Arab countries are coping with rising fuel prices, with Egypt and Jordan taking distinct measures. Separately, i24 News reported earlier today that Iran and Hamas are increasing their attack plots in the West Bank, according to Israeli warnings. And finally, Walla reports from earlier today that former President Trump has threatened a strong response in Iran following attacks on American bases. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the House, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, stated earlier that representatives of the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza due to recent Dutch government actions. From Belaz News, it's reported that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave the country following a new Dutch law banning trade in Israeli products from certain areas. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the new U.S. missile concerns, the Times of Israel details findings by Air Wars that civilians were killed up to 50 meters from the strike sites in Iran. The Iranian government reports 21 casualties, including children. This development raises questions about the precision and humanitarian impact of such weaponry. Turning to domestic issues, Ynet reports that former Israeli security chiefs are increasingly vocal against settler violence. They describe these actions as not only harming Palestinians, but also threatening Israel's own security framework. This internal critique could influence policy discussions within Israel. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom explores how Arab countries are addressing fuel price hikes. In Egypt, a committee now sets prices quarterly, while Jordan is actively working to shield its economy from global oil price fluctuations. These moves highlight regional economic strategies in the face of global market pressures. Separately, i24 News warns that Iran and Hamas are intensifying efforts to plot attacks in the West Bank. This assertion comes amid broader regional tensions, signaling potential escalations in the area. Israeli security is on heightened alert as a result. And finally, Walla reports that Trump has promised a firm response to Iran after American bases were attacked. He stated this in an interview with Fox News. The situation underscores ongoing tensions between the U.S. and Iran, with potential repercussions for Middle Eastern stability. On the economic front, the Ministry of Communications in Israel has given mobile companies 4 months to improve network reception or face fines, according to Israel Hayom Business. This regulatory change aims to enhance service quality for consumers nationwide. Separately, CTEC reports that Tenzai's co-founder Ofir Ziv emphasizes the need for research teams to execute more efficiently, as expectations have shifted dramatically. This insight reflects changing dynamics in the tech research sector. And finally, Globes notes that Israel is set to sign its largest ever defense deal with Greece, valued at $3.6 billion. This agreement comes amid rising tensions with Turkey, highlighting strategic military alliances. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.